News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More adults are stuck living at home with their parents. These are, of course, young adults. They're, you know, late teens, early 20s, sometimes older than that. But does this leave them mentally stuck in adolescence? Dr. Anne Keogh, senior clinical psychologist and chartered member of the Psychological Society of Ireland, joins us. Anne, sorry, I didn't mean to refer to you as cynical at all there. I was doing a spoonerism. Young adult children living with parents, does it sort of infantilise them?
Hi, Ciara. Good morning. Not a bother. At times, I certainly can be cynical. It is, I mean, it's a difficult one because it can, families can work through it, but you can also end up kind of reverting. If you think about the independence that comes with moving out of home, having to handle your bills, having to buy your food, having to do everything. And when you don't get to do that, yet you're in your maybe late 20s, early 30s, you can feel held back, or you can feel maybe caught in a dynamic between you and your parents where maybe, I don't know, your mum makes dinner every day, or you wait for lifts because it's actually easier and they're available. You know, that kind of very simple thing.
So that's, I suppose, one side of the coin, that maybe you have a lack of responsibility that previous generations might have had in terms of, you know, normal daily living tasks, cooking, cleaning, all that kind of stuff, but also bill paying and stuff. But there are other things too, aren't there, in terms of, you know, your parents telling you what to do and still acting like you're a kid when you're not a kid. But also, does it have an impact even in modern Ireland on your ability to have like sexual relationships or romantic relationships, all that kind of stuff?
I'm sure it impacts all of it. If you think about like the parents telling you what to do, your parents have grown up probably for 15, 20 years telling you what to do. It's not really possible to turn that off entirely. Sometimes they're totally right and very wise, but they did grow up in different times. So like the expectations for young people now that they will live independently and they will be able to afford that and, you know, be able to eat, it's different. It really is harder at times. And then also if you're going to have a relationship, like people need to make mistakes too. They need to maybe date the wrong person.
Yes.
They need to, you know, not have a dinner or
do inadvisable things. Stay out late, get too drunk, to, as you say, be with the wrong person. Those are, you learn from those mistakes.
You do, and they're possible to make while living with your parents. It's just you can revert to type of like, you know, say your mum says, you know, you should have had a dinner today. Like, you wouldn't have that if you weren't living there. So there is a dynamic, and it's not great for people's self-esteem or their sense of confidence or their sense of like, I'm a functioning adult. But, and parents do try their best. So parents are often holding their tongue and not trying to interfere, but they are your parents. And a kind of a dance exists between parents and kids who live together when they're
Listen,
older.
Listen, I have five young people in my house between the age of 15 and 24. So I'm walking this walk. Does it have an effect on the parents' generation too, though? Do they have to stay in the role of parent maybe longer than they might have previously? As in, are they in the position where they have to still be running after kids who maybe, you know, when I moved out of our house when I was about 21, my parents didn't even know what I did. So they could kind of down tools at that stage, whereas I'm more kind of, you know, still there going, what time will you be home at? Is it having an affair on that, having an effect on that generation too?
I suppose it is. I mean, lots of people were very happy to still have kids at home. I mean, it can be challenges, but like you kind of know where they are and you know what they're doing and you kind of still have maybe a stronger influence over their life. But it does change the dynamic when they do things that people don't want them to do, or when you want your kids to function as adults and independently. And if you're sort of enabling or not really helping them do that, it can be problematic. Or if they're blocked from having, say, I don't know, a relationship where they want to bring someone home, because, or they're sneaking someone home, that kind of thing. Like it's just messy.
Yeah.
So it does harm the relationship at times. Now you can work it out.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is there a way around this? Is it all communication as per usual kind of?
Generally, but we're not great at that. So like teenagers are very good at communication. They'll tell you loud and clear what they do and don't like. But young adults are more subtle about it. They're not as in your face, and things build. You know, resentments build, and parents are trying to accommodate kids. They're trying to say, it's okay if you, you know, make a mess here. I'll help you, because they're under pressure. Young people need it. They're under pressure.
Yeah.
But then we get caught out where something is driving a parent crazy and they don't say it for a long time. And then there's a blow up, maybe too many drinks at Christmas, and then it all comes out and people's feelings are so hurt. I know. Over small
no,
things
it
like
is,
that.
It is tricky, and I suppose the housing crisis has exacerbated this. People are leaving home later, but and that's happening across Europe as well, it's not just Ireland. Mm-hmm. Look, thank you so much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Dr. Anne Keogh, Senior Clinical Psychologist and Chartered Member of the Psychological Society of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.